The Gemara has two mahalchim in terms of umatztike harabim tikay chavim la'olam vad. One mahalach is elu gavoy tzedakah. The other mahalach is it's referring to the melamde tinoikis. The Marsha says that why would we refer to gavoy tzedakah as kichavim? Why are they stars? So he says because a gavoy tzedakah, when he's mechalik tzedakah, he's supposed to do it b'seser. He's supposed to do it in a way and at a time when no one's looking. Not to be mevayish, the recipient of the tzedakah. So they often operate at night. And because they often operate at night, says the Marsha, that's why they're referred to as the kichavim. I saw in the Kava Yosher, this is in Perek Tzadik Aleph, he says, V'anir lefi sichli. Why a gaboyt stalker referred to as kechavim? Ki inyan a kechavim hu lahar balayla v'loy bayoy. Ki shroga betara loy mahani. You don't need a candle. You don't need light during the day. V'chein ha gaboyim miyuchadim lahar b'makoy meiso hafeylois. He says their godless is, where their mitzdayin is that they know how to go to places that are dark, where there's choshech, where there's a finstinish, and they know how to bring light. V'zeu mokem anios v'dalos, u'ba'oysen ha'mekoymois yiru agabom litein or, v'hashkocho b'simas ayin, u'ba'ayin pekicho v'toyve v'eichu ma'lasois. And that's why they're kechavim, because the gabbai tzedakah goes to places of choshech, and he knows how to light up places like this. And that's why the gabbai tzedakah is like the kechavim who light up the night. But the Gemara knows and what it means when we say umatzdikei rabim kikachovim, and that is the melamde tinoikis. So the Ben Yoyada on this Gemara right here, he says such a davar nifla. He says, why would melamde tinoikis be referred to as kachovim? I'm going to read inside. Nirali b'siyata d'shmaya hatam the dima oisam lekachovim. Yeah, ki akachovim nirin le'enenu ktanim in hashemesh. He says when we look up, the kachovim they seem very very small, certainly relative to the sun. Ach be'embes him gedoylim. Because they're so high and they're so far away, that's why they look so small. Because he's teaching Torah to Reina Kindalach, for whom Melamid Harisha Shala Torah, and he's the one who introduces these children to Torah. For Cholam Melamid Yelodim Kitanim Biyoyser Malosay Gedoyle Yoyser. The younger the child you teach Torah to, his Milo is going to be greater. Now Ubeinay Bnei Adam, in the eyes of people, doesn't always play out that way. Nimtza Hin Dugmas HaKechavim. That's why they like the Kechavim. Dinirim Ktanim HaShemesh. Obavehim Be'emes Gedoylim Yoysim HaShemesh. And really, in the Oysfer of the Gemara, what about the Rabbanim? It sounds like the Rabbanim are bigger. It's just the opposite, says the Ben Ishchai. The Kechavim are bigger. It's just that the Kechavim look smaller. And because they look smaller, so that's the Nakuda. And that's what we're trying to bring out. The Kechavim, the ones that are Melamdi Tinoikis, they're the real stars. They're the ones that they seem small, and sometimes maybe they don't get the credit that they deserve. Oh, but the emes is, says the Ben Ish Chai, their madrega is a greater madrega. Why? Because who melamid lehevel shem baychet, who melamid hareisha shel atayro, v'chala melamid yuladim kitanu biyoyser, malosoy gedoy biyoyser. You know, the Gemara said, "Goy man, who's a mashal? Who's an example of someone that's a melamid tayro?" Malamit Tinoikis. And Rav said, Kigoyin Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas. There's many Gemaras in Shas where Rav had a very, very high opinion of Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas. Many, many, many Gemaras. He had a tremendous, tremendous erich for him. And he said he's the example of a Malamit Tinoikis. And the Gemara tells a story that Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas was once involved in work. And Rav said, what happened? This is a whole new inyan for you? What, you left your avoidas? And he told him, I want you to know, it's been 13 years since I've been in the Arvid. And not just that, even now that I'm here, I'm not being masich das for 1 second. Daikin yelavayu, I'm thinking the entire time about the Talmidim. The Lubavitcher Rebbe said that Shelas, Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas, is Rosh HaTevis, Shivisi, Havayu, Lenegdi Somet.
And he said that Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas, he was the one that embodied this inyan of Shnivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samen. He was a melamed to note this. And wherever he went, whatever he was doing, even if he was being Isaac and a little bit of Parnasa, but at the same time, what did he say? He said, my goof is here. Oh, but she visi my Talmidim Lenegdi Samen. I'm not being Masih Das for 1 second. I'm thinking about my Talmidim the entire time. And I think there's a tremendous Oymik here. She visi Hashem Lenegdi Samen Avada Kipshutai. You're always supposed to see Yud Kei Vav Kei. But the emes is, the Lubavitcher Rebbe is saying that there's an Indian of Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samet. Every person has his unique way in which he's Oved Hashem. And for one person it's like this, and for another person it's like that. But whatever your avoida is, it has to be Shivisi Avayel Lenegdi Samet. You can't be Masiach Das. And that's the lesson of Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas. Shelas is Rosh HaTevis, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samet. It's an Indian of never being Masiach Das. Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas is a Melamed Tinoikis, and he's always thinking about his Tinoikis. He's never being Masiach Das. Yeah, physically you have to be involved in other things, but at the same time, his Das the entire time is Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samet. He's the superstar. Star. It's who is it? Who is the one that's the Matzdike Arabim? That's Kikoichovim La'olam Vayet and La'olam Vayet Daika always. Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samen. That's Kigoyin Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas.